The Cumberland County Boys are developing their young players. The Clay County Boys finally have their full roster to be utilized, and the Livingston Academy girls are off to a great start. Joined now by head coach Taylor Denny of the Cumberland County Boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook. And coach, all started off last year. The team had a lot of seniors on it, right around 500, good 7-5 record and 7 AAA. What was the transition like from last season into this season with somewhat of a newer team?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of inexperienced kids, you know, and they just don't understand some things yet, but we're getting better every day, and that's the important thing. So I brought two kids back that really got to play it all last year in big moments. Everybody else is basically brand new. And even those two kids I brought back, you know, yeah, they got to play, but the roles were completely different. You know, they were just role players last year. Now all of a sudden we need them to score and handle the ball and all those kind of things. But we've been getting better every day, and that's all we can ask the kids to do.
Coach, what excites you most about this young team that you bring in this year?
You know, that's the best thing about young kids and inexperienced kids is you can see them get better every day. And they've had a really good attitude. They play pretty hard. They practice pretty hard. And that's what we've talked to them about. You know, obviously you want to win all your games, but for us that's not really in the cards right now. So we've just talked about getting better every day so that we're ready for district play and ready for postseason, because that's when you need to play your best.
Well, break down the team for me a little bit. You mentioned those two returners. Then it sounds like a lot of other newer guys, inexperienced guys that are coming up. Who are the guys that are your starters and the main contributors for you this season?
You know, I've got the two kids I've got back from last year, both super good kids, really good players. Jackson Reed played the center position for us his first 3 years, but he wasn't really a center, but that's what we needed him to do. So this year he's kind of transitioned to a little more of a perimeter role. Does a really good job. He's already signed with Lee University, signed a golf scholarship already, so he's an elite golfer because Lee's one of the best programs in the country at any level. Braden Woodard is my point guard. He got to play some last year. You know, he had some freaky health issues right before the season started, so he didn't get to do a whole lot leading up to the season. You know, lost some weight, was out of shape, but he's really worked hard to get himself back into shape where he can help us. And then, you know, I've got a ton of young guys that are playing now. The rotation's still not set because, like I said, these guys are inexperienced. So, you know, some days they have it, some days they don't. But my other seniors, you know, Braylon Burnett is playing a role for us. Braden Leviner's done a really good job playing really hard, making shots. Josh Fogger's done a really good job for us. You know, juniors, Ethan Dixon starts for us. You know, he's inexperienced, but he really tries to do what we ask him to do. Nolan Carter's another junior who's starting for us. You know, a bigger kid inside. He kind of hit a growth spurt a couple years ago, so he's still trying to figure out, you know, how to play with his body and those kind of things. You know, I've got a couple more juniors, Dylan Smith, Braden Templeton, you know, kids that have done a really good job, you know, doing what we ask them to do. And then I've got a couple freshmen that have played some as well. Saul Sitton and Noah Ledbetter have both played a role, and those kids are just going to keep getting better and better.
Talking with head coach Taylor Denny of the Cumberland County Boys Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned kind of the development and seeing the development of those younger guys and the inexperienced guys throughout practice. Speaking of practice, what are you guys working on here early on in the season to try to get a little bit better before you do get into that district play?
You know, we're working on a lot of offensive stuff. You know, we ran some dribble drive the last couple of years. We're kind of getting away from that, going to a more five-out motion look. So we're really trying to get them used to playing that way, to raise their basketball IQ so that they can make reads and decisions on their own without us having to call something every single time. So that's the big thing that we're focusing on right now. And then just, you know, getting the kids to understand to do what you do well. You know, if you're a good rebounder, then go rebound. We don't expect you to do anything other than what your job is, you know. And that's sometimes hard for young kids to understand, but they're really trying to do what we ask.
Of course, you're well into the season already. You've played a lot of really good basketball teams. Just take me through what you have liked from your team early on this year so far.
You know, we played pretty hard. We had some bumps in the road early. You know, we opened up with a really tough schedule, Pickett and Cookeville and York. We played a lot of really good teams. You know, but like last night, for example, we couldn't throw it in the ocean. You know, we things weren't going our way, but we still battled and battled and battled and gave ourselves a chance to make a run at the end. We didn't, but, you know, that effort and the not give up competitive attitude was really good to see, and that's something we're trying to develop.
Coach, who do you have coming up on Friday?
We go to Macon County for our first district game of the year. So we've had We opened up the season with four straight at home, and then, you know, the last couple weeks we were on the road at Clark Range in New York last week. We went to McMinn Central last night. We go to Macon on Friday. So it's been a difficult stretch for us. You know, these kids had never played on the road before, which is a different environment, and as you well know. But yeah, we go to Macon for a really big district game.
Well, let's break that one down a little bit. Of course, Macon, the boys team, they've struggled a little bit in the last few years. But of course, as you know, 7AAA is very, very tough. What do you know about this Tigers team this year so far?
You know, they've got, I'm just now diving into the film and those kind of things. You know, I know they've got a new coach. He's done a really good job at different places in the past. You know, those kids are going to play really hard. I know they had some kids, you know, have really good seasons in football. I think those things kind of bleed over, you know, the competitiveness, the want to, you know, and they were really young last year. So the kids got a lot of experience. So I expect them to be much improved. But like you said, seven AAA is really tough. There's no off nights playing anybody anywhere. Everybody's good enough to beat you. So it's going to be a tough game for us.
Lastly, Coach, on down the road, what would you like to see your team get to do a good job of as you get to the end of the season this year?
You know, we need to understand our roles a little bit better, get those things defined. But just that basketball IQ is the biggest thing, and that comes with experience and age. But that's the biggest thing that we're trying to continue to develop is just understanding, you know, offensively and defensively what's going on a little bit better. But that'll come with more experience. Like I said, the kids have had great attitudes. They're working really hard, and we'll just keep plugging along and hopefully be ready to rock when postseason rolls around.
That's head coach Taylor Denny with the Cumberland County Boys Basketball Program. Get a district matchup coming up on Friday on the road at Macon County. Coach Denny, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Awesome, sir. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you.
Joined now by head coach Brent Smith of the Pickett County Girls Basketball Program. Coach, 1-1 last week against a really good Livingston team and then beat a pretty good Oneida team as well. Just take me through, what were your thoughts on how the team responded after the loss to Livingston Tuesday, bounced back with a win on Friday against Oneida?
Well, as you know, it's a rival game against Livingston, and they've got a really good team. They have a lot of length and size, and it causes some trouble, obviously. You know, I thought that, you know, we could have got down. We could have quit in that game as well. We got down, I think, 12 at one point and got it back, you know, respectful at six. But, you know, they're a good team, as you said, and we bounced back on a Class A team that's probably got a chance to be in the state tournament with Oneida. And I thought we played probably one of our best games so far, seven games in. But, you know, we really shot the ball well and ran the floor well and just scored the ball so well. So, you know, anytime you can do that, put 86 points on the board, you're going to have a good chance to win.
Coach, I do want to ask about that Livingston game a little bit more. Of course, you mentioned it, really good Livingston team, especially that starting five and only lost by six, had it as close by about 3 points in that game. And I know no coach, and especially you, are a fan of moral victories, but it did at least give you and the team some confidence that you guys are on the right track?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, we know we're young, and we don't want to dwell too much on that. But you know, we got a lot of experience, you know, with no seniors. But you know, they've got some kids that's been in the trenches a lot and understand the game too. So we just had problems with their size and length, and you know, we rebounded pretty well and didn't turn the ball over. I think they turned it over three more times than we did. So, you know, we did, as far as that, they just shot it a little better than we did. We missed a lot of, you know, point blank shots and some layups and shot it horribly from the free throw line, but they did as well. They shot it horribly from the free throw line. Both teams didn't shoot it very well, as good teams should from the free throw line. So, that caused both of us some trouble.
Coach, obviously still early on this season, but where do you think this team has improved the most from last season to this season? You mentioned no seniors on the team this year, and you return a lot of that young experience from last year to this year. Where do you think the team has improved the most?
Well, you know, anytime you add some depth to us, we've got depth. We've got some, you know, the older kids that can play a little bit now, and we've added two freshmen four freshmen. Two of them are getting a lot of extensive time. That's really putting some points on the board. So we've been able to change our style back to where we like to play, fast pace and pressure, and been able to do that a lot more this year than we were able to last year. So last year we had to kind of, you know, we've played the cards with dealt last year and couldn't do it as much. But, you know, we're able to do that this year, and it's just been so much, I guess the word fun, as compared to where it has been in the past. Yeah, you know, at what it was last year. Like, you know, the years past, we've actually led the state in scoring several years, and we're able to do that again with the team we have this year. We're able to get up down the floor. I'm not saying we're going to lead the state in scoring, but I'm just saying we're able to score the ball so much better.
Talking with head coach Brent Smith of the Pickett County Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned some of that depth, and that depth is due to a couple of freshmen that you had come in, Zoe Nicholas and Addie Lowe. How impactful have they been early on this season?
Well, very much so, as you know. They just, one's a guard, that being Zoe, and one's, pretty much, she could play a guard or forward or post or whatever she needs to play, and that being Addie. So, that's added a lot of situations for us that we're able to do. And, sometimes when you can score, you can cover up some of those mistakes that we've done. It's like we're going back to the Livingston game, we talked about, those little point-blank shots that we really missed. And I think that's – even chalk that up to just being nerves and I guess some of that's probably, youth again. But, we got to get past that. I think, with especially in Class A, with our depth, we're able to do some things that other teams can't. So it's really exciting.
Coach, no Tuesday game this week, no Tuesday game next week as well. You get a full week to prepare for your Friday and then Saturday game next week. Do you like it? Do you dislike it? What do you have on the thoughts of no Tuesday games back-to-back weeks?
I don't like it at all, but that's just what we could do. We'd rather have done was I had a game this Tuesday, obviously, and then a game next Tuesday, and been able to just had one Christmas tournament because I don't like playing two Christmas tournaments, but this is what we could do.
Well, Coach, one of those newer games on your schedule is coming up this Friday with Russell County, Kentucky. How, first of all, we'll get into the matchup and then I want to talk about that, but how did this game come about for you guys?
Just started blind calling, trying to find games, and emails and they actually called, hit us back there and was interested in playing. We're actually doing we're going there obviously on Friday and they're coming here next year. So we signed a contract to get that done. They've actually played their third game last night of the year. Of course, we're 7-in. So, they've struggled so far, but I think they also have some youth. And, anytime you're going into Kentucky, you better be a lot better than them when you're going to their place. So hopefully we can be, and it'll be a good game for us. Just a new environment for us, too. I think that'll help us grow as well.
Coach, lastly, what's been the one or two things that you'd like to see be a little bit better here early on from your team as the season goes on?
Well, we talk about a lot, free throw shooting and just missing just easy shots. For especially in girls basketball, missing an easy shot, it seems like it deflates you, deflates your team. So, I'd like to see that obviously improve and, free throw shooting and, that kind of stuff. Just things that are just should come second nature that that we're actually struggling with. Nobody does it on purpose, obviously. So we're just trying to, maybe with time that will get better. You can't beat good teams missing, a lot of free throws and a lot of easy shots. So that's a major thing that we need to improve on. And hopefully that as time goes on in the season, that'll get better.
The Pickett County Bobcats, both boys and girls basketball teams, traveling up to Kentucky to take on Russell County coming up on Friday. That's head coach Brent Smith with the girls team right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you for yours. Thank you, bud.
Set to talk some Clay County High School boys basketball. Coach Rob Edwards joining us on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, first of all, hey, welcome to basketball season. I know the football team had a great run and had several of your players, but are you now kind of excited to finally get this thing started?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been anticipating these guys coming back and thrilled that they had a great football season. I was at every game and, these guys, it's a great group of kids and we're just really happy for them and for the community and for the school and everybody as far as football season goes. But that being said, I'm certainly glad to have them back on the hardwood.
Coach, they always say you have to get into basketball shape after football season. And I know these kids are working out, they're exercising and things like that. But maybe what's the biggest adjustment that they have to go through to kind of get mentally and physically into basketball mode?
Well, I think there's a couple things physically. One, obviously, is the cardio. Basketball is football is just go and stop and go and stop, and basketball is just kind of nonstop, unless you're sitting on the bench. But the other thing with these football guys, they've been practicing football since back in July, so their bodies are beat and banged and bruised and worn out and sore. And So we're really trying to take it as easy as we can to get their bodies some rest and let them heal up before we put them in too much of a strain, you know, when district play gets around.
And I was going to say that, is it good that you've got kind of a break? The district really doesn't get underway until January. Is that a big benefit for you to give them that time to kind of heal up, as you say?
It is. It's definitely a blessing for us that district games are not until January. And, you know, these guys, like I said, you know, we're going to have them in the gym and we're going to be practicing, but we're going to take a day off whenever we're able to, because once January rolls around, there won't be any days off. So trying to let them heal up as best we can.
Clay County got a 44-36 win over Jackson County on Monday night. Just your second game of the season as the Bulldogs now 1-1 on the year. Coach, what did you see from your team on Monday night? Some things that stood out that you were impressed with, and maybe some things that you still need some work?
Well, I think the first thing that I was impressed with is just our effort. You know, the guys, anybody I put out on the floor, they played hard. We made some mistakes, obviously. You know, we Jackson shot a ton of free throws and think they had 12 fouls in the first half, so they shot a ton of free throws. But that's to be expected with these guys coming back from a physical sport. And, you know, the other thing is their mentality. You know, they, again, they're tired physically, they're tired mentally. But coming back after playing that state championship game on Friday and then having a basketball game on Monday, that short turnaround, those guys, they were mentally ready to go. They were ready to play some basketball. So I'm really happy about that.
We're speaking with Clay County Boys Head Basketball Coach Rob Edwards on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Martin Builders. Coach, you got a great group of five seniors coming back with quite a bit of basketball experience on their resume. What about this senior group makes them special?
Well, there's a lot of things that make them special. They're really good athletes, for one. They're all really good friends for another. You know, they hang out not just during school, but after school, do a lot of things together. They've grown up together. They know one another really well. So, you know, there's a lot of things that make them special. They play well together. They share the ball well. You know, they're good students in the hallways. You don't have to worry about them ever getting in trouble. Or, you know, they're good academically. So a lot of good things about them. You know, right now we just got to get them we got to turn them from these athletes and football players into basketball players over the course of the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Coach, when you look at your team, you know, Clay County itself, the brand has the target on its back when you're talking about district with all the success you guys have had in recent years. Do you welcome that? Do you enjoy having that target on your back, or would you rather maybe somebody else had that?
No, we enjoy having it. You know, we're proud of it. We feel like we've earned it through the years, and these guys take a lot of pride in it. You know, they go out night in and night out, knowing that the target's on their back. Even without guys like Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey and Tyreek Key, you know, these guys, they feel like the target's still on their back to carry on that that brand, as you said. So we look forward to it night in and night out.
You mentioned Grant Strong. Of course, he graduated after a stellar career, now playing his basketball at Tennessee Tech. Coach, how are some ways you look to fill the void, especially his scoring void that he left after last year?
Well, that's the biggest thing we'll have to fill. You know, I don't worry about these guys being able to guard and defend and rebound, putting the ball in the basket night in and night out. We may struggle at times from that area. But the good thing about them is any one of those guys could give us 12 to 15 a night. You know, we don't just have to rely on one guy to get us 40. It can be spread around. So, and there's guys coming off the bench that can do the same thing too. You know, we had a couple guys off the bench against Jackson County had double figures. So it was, it spread out, and, you know, we're going to put the ball in the basket and try to guard you the best we can and hope for the best.
Coach Edwards, the Clay County Bulldogs are going to be busy. Back-to-back games on Friday and Saturday against Jellicoe and Harriman. Then you turn around, play Monday, Tuesday, Macon County and the Tennessee Heat. What do you want to see from this team over this four-game and five-day stretch?
Well, I just want to see us develop a little consistency on both ends of the floor, you know, communicating well and offensively sharing the ball and moving the ball around, getting good shots and, you know, just getting in shape, really getting in basketball shape and jail, as you say, a little bit, and start to come together as a basketball team.
Coach, I know it's going to be another exciting season for the Clay County Bulldogs once you get everyone kind of rounded back into basketball shape, get those bumps and bruises healed up, and we look forward to exciting things to come throughout the course of the season. Clay County Boys Head Basketball Coach Rob Edwards, our guest on the High School Playbook. Coach, thank you for a few minutes today.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Joined now by head coach Lamar Rogers of the Clark Range girls basketball program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach Rogers and the Clark Range girls basketball team 5-4 on the season fell to a rejuvenated Stone Memorial team last night on the girls side. And coach, it looked like your team had a couple of chances at the end of that game, just couldn't quite get them to go. What were your thoughts on the game against the Lady Panthers last night?
Well, first of all, it was a great game. We had a packed house, great atmosphere. Stone's a really good team. I know, Cookeville handled them real easy. Besides that, they've got some really nice players and are going to have a very successful season. We led the whole game and, made some defense mistakes like teams do. And then at the end of the game, we had, probably a minute left in the game. We've got a 2-point lead or something and just, have a turnover and everything. But playing really solid. Maddie Bush, your point girl, is doing really good. Eddie Stiles, Casey Sales, Corey Rogers and stuff. So, really excited about the team. We've lost to Cumberland County, which is really good, and Stone and, Cannon County. And then Livingston by 4 points, led that game with under a minute. So we're really, really close to being how we want to be.
Coach, I did want to ask kind of about that tough schedule. You mentioned the losses right there, and all of them really good basketball teams this year. Last two losses have been to the two teams from Crossville in Cumberland County and Stone Memorial. How do you hope that playing these bigger teams, these bigger schools, helps you guys on down the road?
Well, we've always done that. We've always played a very attractive schedule. We played the Ainsworth and the Blackman over the years, and Cumberland County and Stone's rivals for us, are so close and everything. So we play all night, and they're one of the best single A teams in East Tennessee. So we're used to doing this, and we're wanting to win these games. But like the Livingston game, we had 4 points with a minute and 20 seconds to go, and then last night. So we're just coming up short. We got to just figure it out, make a few better decisions, we'll be fine.
Well, Coach, take me through it. What have been a couple of things that you guys have noticed kind of on the film in those close games that if you are able to shore those things up in practice and then do them in games, that you'll be able to come out on top in those ones?
Well, yeah. Just closing out. Just closing out the games. Just a turnover here or there, or maybe we should have worked for the better shot, possibly, or we got to give the other teams credit also. Stone had a girl last night, 6 foot or 6'1", that defensively gives some problems. And, Livingston, Cumberland County, these teams, they've got really good players. Cumberland County had all 5 starters back, senior loaded. And it's just about keep getting better, working in practice and trying to go over stuff where we'll figure out what to do late in the game.
Talking with head coach Lamar Rogers of the Clark Range girls basketball program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, 9 games into the season, who has really stepped up and played some good basketball for you this year so far?
It's been a team effort. We got balanced scoring, feel like. Really balanced, and we're just still working on our defense and our basketball IQ. So, Maddie Bush has done a great job being a team leader, and, she's a point guard and everything. So, just a lot of good players, sharing the basketball and trying to get the best shot we can get and then playing great defense.
Coach, you kind of mentioned that defense a little bit. As you guys are in practice and through these first 9 games of the season, what are you really focusing in on in practice? Is it the defense, and what else are you guys working on?
Well, we've got shooters everywhere. We've had, 2 games ago, we had 5 girls in double figures. And, we've got shooters, dribblers, passers. Our defense is critical, going to be critical. And we play different defenses, and we got to not make a mistake when we change defenses. So that's one of the things we're working on. We've got a good press this year. So in transition, if we don't get the steal, we've got to get back and find the people closest to us.
Coach, one more game coming up on Friday before the Christmas tournaments get started, taking on Van Buren County at home. What do you expect to see from the Lady Eagles squad this year?
Well, not watched film yet. I know they had one senior graduate. They've got the Bowling girl back, which, you know, she can play with anybody in the upcoming. She's a very good player. They've got a 6-foot post that can do some dribbling inside. So that'll be our two starting points defensively. Try to watch them a little closer and then just kind of adjust during the game, see what's going on.
Lastly, Coach, what are a few things you'd like to see the team do a better job of on Friday than maybe they have been doing in the last few games?
Well, we just got to close out. When we got a lead with a minute and something going a game, we just got to make better decisions. And that, the more games we play, the better that will get and everything.
That's head coach Lamar Rogers with the Clark Grange Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach Rogers, we appreciate the time as always.
Okay, thank you a lot.
Joined now by head coach Linus Martin of the Monterey Boys Basketball Program, a team that improved to 10-0 on the season with a win against Sunbright 68-54 last night. But more importantly for Coach Martin, it's the 300th career victory as a head coach. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on that feat. And what was that moment like for you last night after the win?
I didn't think about it a lot. Really didn't even remember it or know that it was coming up. I think Tom had yelled at me, asked me about it, and I thought, yeah, maybe it is coming up. It's been a grind. It's been a long process. It's time-consuming. It's for love. You go through good moments, tough moments, good seasons, bad seasons, but it all comes down to the players that you have, that you give all the thanks to them for all the hard work that they've put through. None of the things that you get would be without your players giving you the effort, playing so hard, and just doing the right things on the basketball floor to make it worthwhile.
Coach, I know you've been at a couple of spots along the way in your head coaching career, and 300 wins, obviously no small feat. When you entered this profession, you became a head coach. Did you have aspirations of, one, coaching for this long, and two, winning this many games?
I knew it would be a grind. Always looked at it. Not the only thing I know to do. I don't know if I'm good at it, but it's the one thing I love to do. I enjoy to do. I enjoy being around kids and teaching. I enjoy winning. I enjoy the competition. I enjoy that passion. And as long as my fire still burns, it's something I want to continue to do.
Well, Coach, obviously it was another win last night. Let's break down that game, 68-54 over Sunbright, the second time you've beaten them this season. What did you like in the win?
The way we held our composure, we kept competing. That was our first true road game last night. We haven't played on the road other than at the Pickett tournament, but that's not a true road game because that's a neutral floor. So going to Sunbright in East Tennessee is definitely, I tried to tell our kids, is a different brand of basketball, the way the game is officiated, and it was. I told somebody it felt like a WWE cage match out there at times, and just wasn't many fouls called. We have a kid that's typically going to the line 12 times a game, and he went once. So it was a grind in a lot of different areas. I just got to do a better job of keeping our composure. Got the lead, lost the lead. Not didn't lose it, but it got down to three, maybe one. Got it back up going into the fourth. Ended up getting up about 18 or 20 and ended up winning by 14, which, you know, going on the road and winning against a solid basketball team, I think they're going to be good. Their post player is tough. We didn't do a very good job on him last night of limiting his touches and scores, but it was good enough to get out of there with a win.
Talking with head coach Linus Martin of the Monterey Boys Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach Martin with his 300th career victory, and the Wildcats improved to 10-0 on the season so far this season. Coach, I know I wanted to ask kind of about that record a little bit. 10-0, and yeah, it's still early on, but you've played some pretty good teams. You mentioned it, that one road win right there with Sunbright, the first true road contest of the season. You get a 14-point victory. Does it feel like the team is really playing some good basketball right now early on?
At times it does, and at times it doesn't. I think there's so much left in these kids to explore and figure out how to better understand their teammates, better understanding maybe to share the ball a little bit better, move the ball, have better ball movement, just having trust and faith in them. Because at some point along the way, we're going to need a few more kids to contribute. We're getting heavy scoring out of two kids. I think down the road we're going to need more. I think our defense could turn up a little bit better and rebound a little bit better. and we could definitely shoot free throws better. So there's a lot of areas to tie in to do a lot better. We have got a ton of kids. It's probably going to sound crazy. They just haven't played a lot of basketball. They haven't played in 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. Haven't got any court time. We have a couple that, you know, that are experienced, you know, our guards, Trey and Brandon and Byron are, but, you know, a lot of the others are, haven't been around long. And so they're trying to figure it out, how to play on the floor. There's so many little small things to detail that, you know, by the end of the year, I love the start we're at. I know that our best basketball is ahead down the road. And when we get it all together, I feel like it's got a chance to do something special.
Well, Coach, you got a game coming up on Friday against Van Buren County squad, who you've already beat this season, 53-46, and well, not too long ago, back on the 29th at the end of November. What do you expect to see from the Eagles this time around on Friday?
A war. It'll be tough. Going to Van Buren is a tough environment. They've got an excellent basketball team. I thought in the summer, I thought they were one of the best single-A teams around. I still believe that. Got a great coach, good players. They shoot it well. They play better at home. It'll be a tough environment. This will be, again, into one of those other true road games and stuff. And if you can get out there with a win, I think you've earned something pretty significant right there. And that tell me a lot about our basketball team if we're able to go up there and win.
Coach, lastly, who are some guys that have really stepped up and played well through these first 10 games of the season?
Trey and Monet and Brandon Dillon are leading us. It's almost to a point. It's almost too much sometimes. I think Trey's averaging about 28 a game. Brandon's about 21. They had 32 last night and 19, which was about, 52 of our points out of 64. So we've got to learn, figure out how to get a better contribution out of other kids. And I think that would help a ton. Those guys are drawing so much attention. If our other kids can shoot it a little bit better from outside and do a better job on the free throw line, I think this team will really hit stride with our ability to use each other, because those two right there are carrying us right now. And if they struggle, we've seemed to struggle at times. So we've got to get some more contributions from other kids. We're playing more kids than I ever thought that we would, which is great, you know, for down the road and stuff. So I think we're building a lot of depth. I feel good about our depth at times at different positions. But the way those two are playing, they're playing at a high level right now carrying this basketball team.
Monterey Wildcats 10-0 on the season, getting ready to go on the road to Van Buren County coming up on Friday. That's head coach Linus Martin, 300 career victories. And coach, once again, congratulations on that. Appreciate you joining us right here on the High School Playbook.
I appreciate everything you guys do. Keep up the great work, okay?
We're joined now by head basketball coach of the Livingston Academy girls basketball program, head coach Leslie Riddle. And coach Riddle, I'll start it off. A big win last week against a really good Creekwood team, 51-35 this past Friday. Defensively, it was a really, really good game. What were your thoughts on that win?
I was extremely happy with the win. I mean, obviously, Creekwood is a power in AAA. And, you know, since Coach Wilson's been there, I mean, he's done a great job with that program. And even years when he didn't have a whole lot of talent, he was able to, you know, have winning seasons and get his team to the state tournament sometimes. And so they're a really good program. Like you said, defensively, I think that was our key. They score in a lot of different ways, and they're very disciplined. But I felt like we did a really good job defensively.
I assume it was kind of a key to try to focus on Brianna Burgess, their leading scorer in that ball game, and of course their other senior, Laura Nichols, still scored it pretty well. But you guys were able to shut down Burgess for the most part. Was that kind of the game plan going into that game?
It was. We didn't really have a really good scout on them. We had only one game film from this season. And we saw that she was probably the biggest key. We obviously knew that Nichols was as well, but we didn't feel like we could shut them both down. So that was a goal, and it hurt us in some other places, but it's something that, you know, we'll have to continue to work on to be able to, you know, shut down one and help each other when there's only really four playing defense against the others.
Coach, how much confidence does it give the team, or do you think it gave the team, knowing that they can do that to a team that made it to the 3A semifinals a year ago and returned pretty much the same team?
You know, with high school girls, who knows? You know, sometimes their confidence gets up and down, and there's really no justification for it one way or the other. I think you know, with this group, it's about learning to trust each other, and games like that allow them to grow in that area, especially defensively. A lot of defense is trusting your teammates in the right place, and you don't feel like you've got to cover two different things, or you don't help because you don't feel like somebody's going to help you. So a lot of the situation is to trust at this point, and hopefully that will grow with that win.
Coach, how good has your senior and Hallie Ledbetter been, and especially in these last two games with two double-doubles?
And phenomenal, phenomenal. You know, she's just grown as a player and really a leader over the last couple of years. And I'll be honest, she's way better of a basketball player than I expected her to be. And she just loves it. She goes out there, and it's everything she's got, every play. So she's really been a leader for us.
I got a chance to talk to her as well for the Wildcats Den interview today, and she was saying how she's trying to get some more points offensively. How much, if she's able to do that, if she's able to average 10 points a game, how much would that help you guys offensively?
Oh my gosh. If we could have, you know, got Ellie doing a lot of scoring, of course, Aaliyah doing a lot of scoring, and if Hallie's doing the same thing, of course, Keely Mullins can too. We're trying to get her to be a little more offensive minded. And so, you know, we're blessed this year with five kids that can really score the ball. And if Hallie, that is a goal of Hallie's, and that's something we've been asking her to do, you know, look for opportunities to score. And of course, some of hers comes on offensive rebounds because she's such a good rebounder. But that, I don't really know how much better that would make us, but I'm excited to think about it.
Coach, back-to-back weeks where you don't have a Tuesday game both this week and next week. As a coach, do you like that or do you not like it?
Early in the season, I love it.
Yeah.
Because you know you've seen all the things. We've played a lot of different styles of play of teams up to this point, and we've noticed a lot of things that were our weaknesses or things we need to work on so far. So at this time of the season, it's really good to break things down. And you know, you might just have a full shooting practice, or a you know, using screens for 30 minutes or something like that. Or this time, it's given us some time to look at some film and let the kids really see what we're seeing from the sideline, and maybe open their eyes to some of the things we're trying to explain to them, and they don't really understand until they see it on film. So this time of the year, I love it. Now, later on, I don't feel the same way about it.
Well, unfortunately, later on, looks like, obviously, especially once you get into district play, there's not going to be too many weeks where you don't have at least two games during the week. But, Coach, you mentioned kind of some weaknesses throughout the start of this year. What are some things that you have noticed that you guys are working on in practice?
Well, Hallie's rebounding extremely well, but I don't think the others are. I don't think we're being very fundamental on that. I think we're running in there and jumping a lot, and our box outs need to be better. I feel like we're turning the ball over way too much, taking too many chances. And you know, we're as a veteran team, and most of them are veteran. I feel like we're taking some bad shots, so we're trying to analyze that and try to figure out what's a good shot and what's a bad shot. And then execution, obviously, that's got to get better, and it will as the year goes along.
Coach, obviously your starting five is very talented. They can score the ball, play really good defense, but it seems like this team is going to go as far as your rotation players, which for right now is Emma Poston, Tessa Hargis, and Bailey Allred. How big is their growth in terms of you guys having success later in the season?
I don't think you can measure it. It's probably the hugest thing at this point. We've tried a lot of different people. We're trying different people even in practice to see who gels. It might not be, you know, the best player, you know, of the other kids, or the best scorer, or the best whatever. It may be the one that works the best with those five when they can come in and out. But we're looking for all kinds of things. And I mean, realistically, you're going to get somebody in foul trouble. Somebody's going to get injured. You know, something's going to happen. So we've got to continue to try to grow those kids. So I think that is the most important thing for this team right now, you know, as a big picture, to try to develop some of those people, two, maybe three of them. I mean, I'm the kind of coach, I like to play 8, 9, 10 kids if I can, especially in this tough district and throughout this difficult season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a really big, big, big factor for us at this point.
Well, Coach, it's a non-district game coming up on Friday, another home game for you guys against a good Smith County team, a well-coached Smith County team. What do you know about this Owls team?
Well, I know they like to play fast. They like to make you make mistakes and play fast, and we've played into people's hands with that so far this season. I think that's one of our weaknesses at this point, talking about the, you know, too many turnovers. Mm-hmm. course, Hawkins at the point is she's just gotten better and better and better. I liked her as a freshman when she was playing as a freshman, and she's just gotten better and better. Of course, Matt does a phenomenal job, always has, whatever he's coaching. So, you know, I feel like they'll have some scheme ready for us. I don't know, just early in the year, I feel like we need to spend a little more time thinking about ourselves and the opponents, but I do feel like there'll be a good opponent for us.
It's going to be a fun matchup. That's head coach Leslie Riddle with the Livingston Academy girls basketball team. The White County Warriors, a big bounce back win against Shelbyville Central last night, 86-51, the final in that one. Coach, what did you think of the win last night on the road against Shelbyville Central?
Well, you know, after Friday night, playing at Cookeville, and Cookeville really just did a good job of taking us out of our game and taking us out of our offense. And, you know, I just didn't think we competed like Cookeville did Friday night. You know, we didn't get in front of drivers. We, you know, we didn't rebound well. We didn't shoot it well. And Cookeville's a tough place to play. They got a good ball club. And Josh, Coach Hurd and his son, they did a really good job. And, you know, we just worked Monday. We watched film and we worked on, you know, a few toughness drills. And we went on the road and you know, it was terribly hot in the gym. And, you know, just we played a lot harder and a lot more as a team and against a very athletic Shelbyville team. So it was a good road win for us.
Talking with head coach Eric Mitchell of the White County Boys basketball program. Coach, you mentioned working on some of those toughness drills, and it's funny you bring that up. I actually watched a video yesterday of Mike Woodson at Indiana University saying how they got out-toughed by Rutgers, and he had a question asked about how you kind of work on that toughness. What did you guys do in practice to try to work on that toughness a little bit?
You know, I just, you know, made them get after it in practice. I mean, you know, we want to get all the 50-50 balls, diving on the floor, taking charges, crashing the boards, and we just worked on that kind of stuff. And you know, that's hard. It hurts, you know, but the result in that, you know, is a win, and, you know, that feels good. So we just had a really, really knockdown, drag-out practice, and it carried over to last night's game against a very athletic, you know, team. And we went down and played like we were supposed to and beat Shelbyville like we were supposed to. So, you know, that's the kind of things. You got to have the 50-50 balls, and you got to crash the boards, and you got to play defense. You got to play hard. You got to play team defense. And we did not do that Friday night, but we did last night.
5-1 on the season now. Take me through who has really played well and stepped up early on in this part of the season.
They all really have that moments. I mean, I play six people. Trip Pena is our point guard. He's tough and gritty. Jake Davis, he's a senior. Thomas Paul's a senior. Thomas Brock, Japheth Richmond, and Christian Henderson. You know, Tripp's been a very pleasant surprise. He's really improved. He really improved his quarterback this year too, and he's carried over to basketball. Jake Davis is shooting it really well. Thomas Paul, you know, he got going last night finally. Japheth Richmond had a really good game against a very athletic couple of kids for Shelbyville. And Thomas Brock's been steady. He's been 10, 12 points a game, and he does a lot of little dirty work. So Christian Henderson's really improved too. We just got to combine it all. And, you know, it's early in the season, and playing football that early, you know, was really, really tough because these kids didn't play over there last year, and they hadn't really been in that environment as key players. They were over there 2 years ago, but, you know, I had Grant Slant and Cade Clark and Tanner Paul. But I think it was good for us because they hadn't been in that environment. And last night it really showed on the road. That was only our second road game last night, about an hour and 45 minutes away. So it was a long drive. So, you know, I was pleased with last night's performance.
Talking with head coach Eric Mitchell of the White County Boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned some of those football players, and I know when we had talked on the first part of the season, kind of before the season had gotten started, you had just gotten the football players back and you had one practice under your belt with them. What has their transition been like from the start of the season until now, and are they back up to basketball speed now?
I think so now. I mean, you know, one practice and playing in Meigs County has a really couple good players, and their coach has been there for 34 years. They're just a tough, scrappy double-A team, and we pulled it out. And, you know, last night was really the first night that we've put it kind of all together, especially the second, third quarter. I mean, we played really well. So, but it gets no easier, you know, but they're back in basketball shape now, and we're just looking to improve each and every night and take it one game at a time because, you know, I thought when it went to four classes and we were triple-A and going down one, but it's every bit as tough as it was in the – when we're in the big division. So, you know, each game, you know, there's big crowds and, you know, it's going to be an exciting district run.
It's definitely going to be a big one coming up this Friday against the Upperman Bees for both the boys and the girls game. A couple big games in that district matchup. Coach, what are you guys focusing on in practice as you get ready to start district play on Friday?
Well, you know, playing Upperman, they're always Coach McWilliams, man, he's been there a long time. Their kids are tough and gritty, and he's got some football guys out there that do a lot of the dirty work, and you can't leave AJ Nash at any time. And he's got the freshman in there that's playing really well, and Bush and Petty, and then he's got the Harris kid who's got a lot of muscle down low. So, you know, we're going to work on toughness. Last year, we escaped with a win over there, and then they came over here and just, you know, I thought they bullied us. They just pushed us around and did whatever they want, beat us pretty handily. So, you know, that's what we're going to work on, being physical, because we know they're going to be physical, and, you know, we just got to play our game. And, you know, they like the grinding style, and, you know, we like to get out and run. So it's going to be a contrast of styles, but, you know, they're tough, man. I watched them last night on the way back, and, you know, he lost several key players the last couple of years. But more, man, they're really playing well. So, and they're tough. So,
Coach, I know you have just the one district game here in December. A lot of teams have one or two district games, and then they kind of go into those Christmas tournaments, and then back into district play come January. Is it weird to have those district games kind of here in the middle of December, and then you go away from it for a couple of weeks, and then you're thrown right back into the thick of it? Do you like it, or do you dislike it?
I think it's too early to play district, but due to weather, and, you know, and we're in a 17 district. Back in the old Murfreesboro district, we had to do it too, but for the last 10 years or so, we've been with, you know, Cookeville, Warren, Stone. We haven't had to do that. We didn't start district play till after Christmas, which gives, you know, you that this first part of the season to prepare for that district. And, you know, it's really tough. I mean, I know it's tough on Upperman too, you know, having to come here. But it's just, in my opinion, it's too early, but there ain't much you can do about it, because you're going to get some snow out, and then you're having to play. Like last year, we had to go to Crossville, mm-hmm. or had to play Crossville here on a Friday night, and then go to Crossville on Saturday, and then a week later, we played them in the semifinals. We played them three times in a week due to weather. So, but it's the way it is, and, you know, it prepares you for the tournament. Basketball's a tournament game, and, you know, that's just how it is.
White County Warriors have a fun matchup with the Upperman Bees starting District 7 AAA play coming up on Friday. That's their head coach, Eric Mitchell, the White County Boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach Mitchell, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you some more throughout the season.
Hey, thanks for having me. Go Warriors.